Ben Fagan here with another episode of Career Cash, the podcast. And on this episode, I am joined by Emily Weisberg, former Lynn soccer player, MBA graduate, and now account manager at Fuel Partnerships. Emily and I talk about the importance of marketing yourself, why you need to take pride in your progress, and how just talking to people can help get you to where you want to go. It's an awesome conversation. Let's get to it. So I always like to start these episodes by having you share a little bit about what you do on a day-to-day basis, at your job, at your work, and then we'll kind of dive a little bit deeper into how you got there.
Yeah, for sure. So I actually work pretty close by to Lynn University where I graduated. I work for a retail marketing firm called Fuel Partnerships. It's a really small company. There's 8 of us, I believe. So I get a lot of really good experience and I love the people I work with. But basically we create base retail programs and help consumer goods brands is my focus on my side of my team. And we create marketing programs for brands to utilize both in-store, digitally. So some of the brands that we work with now are Butterfingers, Crunch Bar, Bic Lighters. Horitos. We do Novamex, which is like a Hispanic soda line. It's amazing. So we do all of their marketing. So I love it.
Do you get any perks? You got to try the stuff?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Yeah. You get a lot. You get some free product. I mean, it's been less because of, COVID and everything. So they don't send as much product. But one of my coworkers works primarily on Blue Diamond, and they always send her like a huge care package of almonds.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, good. It's very cool.
So you're in this marketing kind of field now. Is this something that you always wanted to do? Because you also, you played soccer. I know you studied business in school, got your MBA as well. So you seemingly from the outside looked like you were interested in business. Was business something you always wanted to get into, and more specifically marketing, or how'd you kind of end up where you are right now?
So it was kind of I graduated college and I had no idea what I wanted to do, probably like everyone else. Like I teetered with the idea of, do I continue my education? Do I, try to go continue soccer and play abroad somewhere or something? But eventually, one of my teammates, Nia, had an internship with the company that I now work for. And she was finishing up the internship and they're like, hey, they're looking to hire another person because I'm going to grad school. So it was kind of like a who you know basis. So she got me in the door that way. But ultimately, I had no idea that I wanted to do marketing. It was my specialization in grad school, because I remember having a conversation with Dr. Norcio, and he was like, maybe not do business twice. Like pick something else, like a little specialization. So it interests me at the time. I wasn't like, oh, I'm going to do marketing. Like that's my goal right now. I work with people that teach me and I learn a lot every day. So I felt like it was a great place to grow. And I mean, to be all like, in all honesty, I didn't really have that much experience. Like I'll do a internship over the summer as a student athlete, but I'm playing soccer during that. So am I really interning? Like I'm getting good experience, but on a day-to-day basis, you're doing intern work and things like that. But here I literally was being taught from the ground up of something as simple as like putting a signature in your email. Like, I know it sounds so basic, but I needed that experience. And these people were patient with me and taught me a lot. So it seemed like a good fit, and it still is. So that's kind of how I landed.
Kind of looking back on things now, because you brought up an extremely valid point, is I know as athletes, it's far from impossible, but becomes much more difficult to do internships and then take full advantage of them just based off of the schedule. So kind of reflecting on your career throughout college and within soccer, what are some things that you would kind of say looking back on it for people to still gain experience and get experience and be in a better position while still managing, what they do with sports? Because I know sports, they're incredibly important in many aspects, great piece of experience. But how do you think an athlete who's in college right now can prepare themselves for whatever their next endeavor is, whether that's sports or whatever it is, while they're still playing?
So I think you bring up a great point, but I believe that you just kind of need to be willing to give the same amount of effort and attention to getting an internship and things like that. Because I ultimately, how I got my internships in college was I was playing on a semi-pro team in Virginia, and I was living with like a host family, and I had an internship. Like, I should have viewed it as, I have an internship and I'm playing soccer. So looking back, I think that just putting the same amount of effort into academics versus athletics is important, because like you said, you come with those natural abilities. You're a team player already. Time management. You would never be late to something, you know, because of the threat of running, for me at least. Right. So you come with those natural abilities, and you're coachable, because you wouldn't be on a college team, especially at Lynn, if you weren't coachable, I believe. So I think just prioritizing that and figuring out kind of what you want to do. And there, like you said, there's a lot of great opportunities out there. And Lynn, especially being such a small environment and close knit, I think you can get paired with someone that can help you. Like, if you are interested in a marketing internship, that's what you have the Career Connection Center for at Lynn. And I would utilize it. And I think another piece of advice I would say is, don't go there senior year, like go there sophomore year. You're never too early in the process of gaining an internship, because at the end of the day, it's experience. And like you said, it kind of all adds together, and it's great, because like looking back in 4 years, you're not rushing at the end and trying to fulfill that. Oh, I forgot to do my internship. Like, you go in there and familiarize yourself by sophomore year, freshman year, even whatever you're interested in, they'll help you with that. So.
No, definitely. I think that's kind of where we're trying to head as an office, actually, is not just being that place for an internship just to get the, you know, credit because you have to graduate, but really shifting much more towards that holistic approach of developing you and preparing you for your pursuits, again, whatever they may be, whether it's grad school, business, sports, you know, trade, whatever it is. And I think that's so important. You bring up a great point as well of this feeling of this idea of, all right, I'm doing this and then also doing my internship. Versus seeing something that helped me in my baseball career was using every part of my day as an opportunity to get better as a whole. And talking on like the game side of things, it was like, okay, I could perform well in practice and inter squads and stuff like that. And then what's the difference between that and the game? Right. It's the same skills. It's the same everything. It's just the social context that we put on it. And you can plug this into, you know, what's the difference between having a conversation like we're having right now and then sitting down for an interview with, you know, a hiring manager. It's the same skills. It's the same conversation, but it's the social context. Right. And so what I began to try to practice was this idea of, okay, games are not games. It's, oh my God, this is a crazy big deal. It's an opportunity for me to continue to practice my process of ultimately getting to where I want to go, becoming the best version of me. And I think we can use that through whatever it is that we want to do. So when we sit down for interviews or we go talk to people or network, we're sitting there and saying, hey, this isn't make or break for me. This is an opportunity for me to get better at my communication skills, my listening skills, whatever it may be. And I think it helps with relieving pressure. And so bringing all this around, I want to kind of talk and dive a little bit into your process and how you kind of go about working towards wherever it is that you want to go.
Right. So I guess kind of my process is I try not to put so much weight on everything. I think in the moment I try to accomplish a million things at one time. Like, I'm one of those people that I'll do 5 things at the same time, but I'll only finish one of them. And then I'll be mad at myself for not finishing the rest or putting as much attention. So just kind of realizing that I only graduated college 2 years ago. Like, I think there's a huge hustle culture right now, which, I mean, I respect and I love the motivation that comes from it. But to me, like, I think breaking down just bits and pieces of my day and like bettering my own self and continuing to learn is really important. Like, I'm not going to go into any business place or interview and think, oh, I know everything. Like, I'm smarter than you. I think there's a lot to be learned any step of the way. And I think if you just keep that in mind, I think you'll be successful, because if you're the smartest person in the room, like someone told me this, you're in the wrong room, you know? So I think it's great that like you continue to learn and all these things, but that's my process, I guess, now, is not rushing to be what I want to be in 20 years right now. I mean, take steps obviously every day in getting that way, not mosey around and not do anything, but don't think if I don't have immediate success tomorrow, then I'm not successful. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. Because I think I had instant gratification from like a coach being like, that was amazing. You know what I mean? And right. On a day-to-day basis, you're not going to get that in the workplace. Like, no one's going to come over to you and like pat you on the shoulder and be like, that was an amazing email. Like, right. That's not going to happen. Yeah. So for me, I think, right. Right, exactly. So for me, I think that like just taking my time and slowing down and breaking up pieces of my day to just better myself, but also not be in a hurry.
No, that makes total sense. And I think it's a great point, and it's something that I'm a big believer in, is really trying to take pride in your progress and not resting it on like, all right, when I get to this point, enjoying each step and feeling good about that.
Right.
Was there a certain point that you can kind of pinpoint that where you're like, hey, dang, I got to stop doing a million things at once? Or was this kind of like an evolution? How did you arrive at this stage where you're like, all right, I got to do, you know, focus, break it down bit by bit. What kind of, you know, was that process within the process of getting
there? I guess actually for me, and it's hard to like pinpoint it, but I think the shift happened when I actually broke my foot on the practice field at Lynn. So I was hurt, and that was in my sophomore year. So I couldn't really play. And I was just so like upset. And I remember being so upset with everything. And I thought that the world was ending, you know, like I wasn't able to play soccer. And I think then I was like, why don't I just slow down and actually focus on recovering and focus on putting good things on my body at the time, you know, like the things that were relevant then. And then ever since then, I've just kind of tried to come with that awareness to everything I do, because it really slowed down my progression or the day-to-day that I was constantly rushing and trying to accomplish. And I think that was the stem of my like, okay, I need to relax here and then focus on other things. So that's when I dove more into the College of Business at Lynn and then figured out my academic interests. And it stinks that it took an injury to make me feel that way, but I don't know what I would have been like now if that didn't happen and I didn't take the necessary means of like slowing down.
Mm-hmm. No, I like that a lot. And I think it's a really, really important thing, because when you start to enjoy and embrace these other areas in your life, not just like what you do for a living, whether that's business, sports, whatever, but everything that makes up who you are, then it allows you to be at your best for what you want most, because now I'm not running on E 24/7. I give myself time to, okay, I go to work. It's important to give yourself time to go watch Netflix, go, you know, jog, go do these other things, go, you know, work on personal projects, because then when it's time to wake up the next day, you're not like, oh God, you're like, all right, let's go, you know, give that time, your time to reset and recharge. So kind of bringing this attitude back into the work that you do today, what would be an example of how you use that idea of breaking things down in something that you do in the business aspect of things?
Yeah, definitely. So a lot of what we do is programming based upon like time frames. So we just ran a summer program where we had complementary brands come together, and they basically share the cost of doing different tactics, different marketing promotions, both in-store and digitally, with a summer theme. So I guess breaking it down, there's a lot of aspects that go into each one of our programs, and I'm kind of the middleman in every single one. So it's not necessarily my fault that something's late, but to the other person receiving it, it kind of is. So breaking down the pieces of that and not getting overwhelmed that, okay, I haven't received this piece of information from one person, so I can't give it to that person. Like I had to really slow down in my process of, I guess, performing my work to the best of my ability and just say, okay, it's not the end of the world that I can't flip this quickly to one person or finish this exactly right now. Like it's going to take a few days, and just taking it day by day, because there's going to be tough days. There's going to be days where I remember I didn't stand up all day long. Like I was like, I have been on Zoom calls from sun up to sundown. Like my eyes were really, really bleeding, you know, like that's what it felt. But at the end of the day, it's really rewarding because you see what you created. And I have really meaningful conversations with just business like leaders, like head of sales, head of marketing at such a young age, because I'm like the youngest person in the room. They like joke with me. They're like, I have a kid like kind of your age. And I'm like looking at them like, okay, well, answer my questions. Yeah. Not like that, but like, it's cool. It's cool to be in this position because I like have such great people that I work for and with. So yeah, just kind of breaking it down like that. Not everything's the end of the world. Like you said, there has to be a balance, because then it'll run you rampant, you know?
No, definitely. So with that kind of attitude, do you think about, you know, where you're planning on going, you know, next as you continue your career? Or is that something where it's like, all right, you know, bring it back to one step at a time? Because I know sometimes I'm like, all right, I have these ideas, I have these things, but we've got to still reel it back in. How do you go about that of working towards your goals, but also kind of staying present still?
Right. So, I mean, I'm always shooting for the next thing. I think that that's kind of like my downfall, but like a strength of mine is I'm like, okay, like what's next? Or like, what can I do next? So I honestly, I don't know. I for right now, this is great. Like I really enjoy the experience that I'm getting. There's so much out there to do, and I try to dabble in whatever's out there for me. And I really like networking with people. So I enjoy meeting new faces. I enjoy going to like social happy hours or what have you, like things like that, where you're just meeting new people. And it's great to see some of my friends that are in different industries. Monica Rojas, who I played soccer with, she's involved in the tech industry down in Miami. So like meeting with her and just hearing her viewpoints on what she does, it's so cool, because I wouldn't say that I want to be pigeonholed into something for the rest of my life, because if an opportunity presents itself and I think it's good for me, then I'll just go for it. But my interests are constantly changing. So some days I'm like, I'm going to lay AstroTurf in someone's backyard. And other days I'm like, I don't know. It's all a bunch of like, it's just, I don't know, interest in like general business and how things work and things like that.
Yeah, and I think you're taking the exact right approach. And I think it's an important piece to take away from this too, is really being open to those things. And also with that in mind, knowing that it is okay not to know what the rest of your life has in store. You know, that's okay. And explore those things like laying AstroTurf, to get into the tech community, to doing things that are vastly different, because that's going to make you a better person and just all around give you a better quality of life. So you know, that's awesome and super exciting to hear. So it is about that time of the show where we're wrapping things up with my personal favorite segment, and this is where we cash out, where you give the people a little bit of cash for the road with your best piece of advice, your biggest tip, the biggest lesson that you learned, to give them a little money for their way. So what do you got for us today?
Okay, that's a lot of pressure. I know
it is, but I know you can handle it.
I guess kind of going back through everything I said, I don't underestimate the point of marketing and the point of marketing yourself and networking. And don't do it too late. Like don't, in your senior year of college, don't go to a career fair. Like go right now, go as a freshman, go. If you see someone that does something that you want to do, reach out to them, because a lot of times people are more willing to help the person behind them get to where they want to be anytime. Like if you're around the right people, they'll inspire you to do whatever you want to do. And don't let anyone tell you no, because if you want to do something, you can do it. So just network with anyone. Even in a Starbucks line, you're like, what do you do? What does that person do? Just ask them. Worst they're going to say is like, I don't have time to answer your question. Okay. Ask the next person, because you're bound to, like, odds are you'll strike up a conversation with someone and it could change your life. So yeah.
There you have it, folks. I mean, what more do you need? What more do you need right there? So exactly. Emily, this is awesome. It's always such a fun conversation with you, and I really appreciate you coming on today. So big, big thank you from me and everybody out there with that little cash. So thank you so much.
Man, you're the best. Thanks.